This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv, where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports. Welcome to Talk of Asian Marketing, and this week we're off to Singapore, a hybrid place, a little bit Chinese, a little bit Western. Special guest today, Jane Lu from Tsinghua University Marketing Department.
Hi everybody, I'm here in Singapore, glad to be here.
I'm Clyde Warden, also from Tsinghua University, and what we're looking at is a little bit unusual in a way. We don't see this very much in Taiwan, which is the shopping mall and a store inside the shopping mall, and something very special. Now, did you know that the thing we're going to be looking at actually comes from China?
Yeah, no, I don't. Actually, I don't know that.
It was developed, my film crew went out there and they looked around. It was developed by a doctor there. Mm-hmm. And the idea is this is a kind of treatment for babies, and this will make them more active, help stimulate the nervous system, and of course, always make them smarter.
Sounds good to me.
This is something Chinese parents are always obsessed with, and that is making their children smarter.
Yeah.
What exactly is it we're looking at today?
We're looking at the baby spa.
Baby spa. So what is a baby spa?
That's the spa for babies, for the newborns.
Spa for babies. It's a baby spa, so it's for babies. Of course, spas have been popular in Taiwan before. There's a big fad. Maybe 10 years ago or something, spas everywhere.
Is that true?
I never heard of a baby spa, though.
No, not me.
Until my film crew came back, I'd never heard of this. And this is really cool. So we have a video. I think it's about 10 minutes. Anything important people should look for?
I think people should look at the cleanliness, the hygiene, and then how they take care of the babies, and then the staff, and the well-trained, all those details.
Yeah, I think it's the service scape, the whole service scape, from the outside to the inside. And just the fact that our film crew could be right up there filming through the walls really tells a lot about how open and how this attracts consumers in. So I think some of the points to look for is, you know, how does a store like this attract consumers? How do you draw people in? And how do you get them to spend their money? I mean, it's not for free.
No, it is expensive for parents to pay for such a spa for babies.
Yeah, exactly. So 10 minutes, we'll take a look at the video.
Go ahead and enjoy. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Newborn baby swimming were first introduced in Shanghai hospitals. Doctors state that baby swimming is good for their physical development. In 2007, this service was first introduced in Singapore by the founder of Baby Spa, Mr. Lu Yun Long. Currently, there are two outlets in Singapore, which are located at Plaza Singapura and Harbourfront. In addition, they provide baby massage and haircut services. The baby spa outlets makes use of an open front concept to create awareness and arouse the curiosity of shoppers. And now in Singapore, there is an increasing number of parents bring their newborn babies for this service.
How do you know about this service?
Actually, from the hospital, I received the brochure and all this,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And magazine as well.
I have not tried it, so
I just came and see. Yeah, maybe later on, since my baby is here, probably if there's slot, I may let her try out.
Yeah. He always comes shopping, so certainly we saw. So you just walk past?
Yeah, just walk past.
I know about this when I walk past the mall.
Oh, when
I saw, yeah.
Okay. I think we were shopping here and we passed by. We saw this many times, so we decided to try it.
We just happened like at the first time we passed by here and we saw. Then we decided, okay, let's try.
Why do you bring your baby here?
Oh, I mean a few things. One is hygienic. That's hygienic. Number one. It's very clean. Mm-hmm. The temperature of the water is temperate, you know. It's very good temperature. No chlorine, which is not good for kids. Yeah, and it's not cold, it's not hot, so it's very sheltered.
Oh, okay. Bring here because I got to do my weekly grocery shopping. So I just go downstairs to care for and do the shopping and same time. Baby can swim here.
Oh, why not bring them to the swimming pool?
Because swimming pool? I don't have a swimming pool. I'm staying in HDB state.
Okay.
For me, it's just like for the baby to have play with the water and have fun.
Why do you want to let your baby swim at such a young age?
It's good for baby's development. That's what impressed us and that's why we bring him here.
It's really more for therapeutic reasons, water. I feel that water like this can be more healing and calming. Not really about swimming per se, because it's really more floating and fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, still got reservation on that. Yeah, Poppy once in a while.
Okay.
But I think when she grow older, Poppy 1 year old, then I let her try. Yeah. So now it's just like
6 months.
Going to 6 months. She's only 6 months old.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Komm aus Ägypten, das liegt direkt am Nil. Zuerst lag ich in einem Ei. Dann Schnie-Schnar schnappte ich mich frei. Schnie-Schnar Schnappi, 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 Schnapp. Schnie-Schnar Schnappi, 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 Schnapp. Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Hab scharfe Zähne und davon ganz schön viel. Ich schnapp mir, was ich schnappen kann. Ja, schnapp zu, weil ich das so gut kann. Schnie, schnapp, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schnapp, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Krokodil. Ich schnappe gern, das ist mein Lieblingsspiel. Ich schleich mich an die Mama ran und zeig ihr, wie ich schnappen kann. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Vom Schnappen, da krieg ich nicht so viel. Ich beiß dem Papi kurz ins Bein und dann schlaf ich einfach ein. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Ja. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp. Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Komm aus Ägypten, das liegt direkt am Nil. Zuerst lag ich in einem Ei. Dann Schnie, Schnar, schnappte ich mich frei. Schnie, Schnar, Schnappi, 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 Schnapp. Schnie, Schnar, Schnappi, 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 Schnapp. Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Hab scharfe Zähne und davon ganz schön viel. Ich schnapp mir, was ich schnappen kann. Ja, schnapp zu, weil ich das so gut kann. Schnie, schnar, schnappi, 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 schnapp.
about this service?
It's good for baby development.
Good for baby development?
Yes, for our brain growth.
Okay.
I think it's very relaxing for the baby. I can imagine myself doing that. I think it's very relaxing for me also. So I thought it'd be good for her.
I think she enjoy it, yeah. I think it's a good place for babies to exercise, to move around their limbs. And it's a safe place. I mean, it's only a small tub with a float.
Do you think this service is worth the money?
Yes, it is. I just wish that the tub was bigger so she can really swim versus just floating around.
Will you bring your baby here again?
Oh yes, yes, we have a package. After the first time, we sign up a package. So okay. We'll come like maybe once or twice a month.
Consider.
Yeah. Not really keen, but if once in a while, if we happen to pass by here and things there's slot free, we will let her try another time.
Until I move to my condo. Yes, I'm going to move to condo in December this year.
Okay.
So then I won't be bringing
here. So you'll be bringing your baby to the swimming pool?
Swimming pool, yes.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Will you recommend this service to others?
Would I recommend... Yeah, I would if they ask. Not actively sell it, but yes, I'll recommend.
Okay.
Yeah.
For experience-wise,
that's why we didn't sign up the package. Yeah, we don't intend to let her do it regularly. Yeah, it's too young actually.
Now you're back. What do you think? If you like to try it for your newborns, is it very attractive?
I think a lot of people would be attracted to it. I think if you're in the mall walking by, you cannot help but to look in.
I would look at that for sure.
I think even if you don't have babies, you'd look in.
I believe so. It's so interesting to see all those little tiny newborns swimming, floating around.
Yeah. And
it's so interesting.
It reminds me of if you're in the hospital, and the hospital has a maternity ward, everybody likes to stop by the maternity ward just to take a look. You can look through the glass and see the babies, right? It's always fun. Even if you don't have a baby there, it's always fun to do. So I think this is a really great example. Now, what attracted me a lot about it was how the retail format, the whole service scape, really has that kind of futuristic, up-to-date kind of Western feel to it, even though we're in Singapore. And fundamentally, I think it's kind of a comes from China, the idea. So it's really symbolic of Singapore in general.
I think so. They have all these a style, the crystal clean glasses, and then the white tops, and then the staff dressing in white.
Yeah, they got their white suits, yeah.
And then you feel like they pay a lot of attention in the cleanliness, in really good hygiene for the babies, so the parents would feel very safe, very comfortable leaving the baby in there with the staff.
Yeah, it's that detail.
Yeah,
a lot of that detail. I think that's something Singapore does very well in retail, is that detail. So I love that kind of combination. As far as attracting consumers, people come and look, but then who would buy it? You'd have to have a baby.
Yeah, the parents with newborns.
Yeah, fairly young kids, right? And my question, first thing that came in my mind was, you know, would a shop like this really have return customers?
It can be hard. The babies, the newborns are growing up so fast, and then parents may want to try it once, and then they may be too busy to come back. They may be just too expensive for them to pay for the newborns to swimming in there for several times. So their customers will be just the parents with the newborns.
Yeah, I think obviously you mentioned a good point. That is, your customer base is going to just kind of disappear naturally because they grow up. They get too big to fit in that sink, right?
Yeah.
When I first heard about it, I thought it was a spa with a big pool. But like you said, the hygiene and everything, it's a little tiny tub, a little tiny sink. Mm-hmm. That's to keep it clean. You wouldn't want your baby swimming in somebody else's water. You drop your baby off. I think a couple of the parents in the interview had said that they might go shopping while their child was in there. And it looked like the staff were very responsible.
Yeah, to make the parents feel comfortable to leave the baby behind, to have some time free for themselves to do something they want to do, and then still they could come back and pick up the newborns.
Yeah, or in Singapore, you would take your household help, your maid, and you could drop the baby off and then tell the maid, you know, wait here until mm-hmm. the baby's done. And then you go do your food shopping, because in Singapore they do integrate supermarkets yes. into malls. Come back, pick the baby up on the way out, and you feel good. Now, of course, this is a classic example of consumer behavior where the person who chooses the product and the person who pays for it and the person who uses it could mm-hmm. be all different.
Yeah, that's true. So the marketing is for the parents, yeah. but actually consumers are the newborns.
Yeah, I would be very interested to see if they have any kind of market segmentation. Do they really know who's making the decision? In other words, if you're walking through the mall, is it mom who says, oh, I want to try that, and then dad decides to pay and the baby gets to enjoy it? Or would it be dad who says, hey, that sounds really neat, that looks great, let's do it, and then mom decides, approves the payment? You know, classic consumer behavior stuff where you separate all these people out from each other.
I think the hardest part would be the baby wouldn't tell the parents the differences before and after having the service.
Yeah.
So how could parents feel satisfied with the service? That would
True.
Be the key point for the return customers.
True. I mean, you've got to, there's really no way for that customer, the baby, to say they're satisfied.
Yeah, I feel relaxed.
Yeah, right. I have to admit, when I saw the balloon around the head, I was a little bit shocked, like, whoa, that is so weird. But it looks like they enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
And the staff is very careful to take it off and put mm-hmm. them in there. And so, yeah, I think it's very interesting. Some really classic consumer behavior stuff. A little bit of a kind of Chinese influence with that emphasis on children. Now, if we were to go to China and open up a shop like this, it's a little bit more difficult because you don't have that kind of mall situation. Not exactly the same. So, but if we found somewhere with a high density, a lot of people passing through, you put up the glass and the baby swimming in there, what do you think would be the reaction?
I think the high-end parents would like to try it for their newborns. So they might not be that rich to kind of to cover the expenses for the long run, but maybe the parents with the newborns, they like to do everything good for the babies, and they would definitely pay
especially with the one-child policy, right?
Especially, yes.
I think everyone is anxious to try at least everything at least once with their children, because you know you've only got one, you got to try it. So I think they try it. As far as return customers, I'm not so sure. And Jane, what do you think about this? You know, a little bit surprised me about the water too, because a lot of Chinese I know in Taiwan don't really like water very much. They don't like to put their kids in water. A little bit afraid of water. I thought that would be a big turnoff. But what do you think?
Well, I think they needed to have some kind of special treatment for water. Maybe the water would be softened, and then maybe it's good for the baby, or even they can put some herbs in there to make it a real spa for the baby.
Yeah. I was thinking more along like I'd be worried my baby would drown. Right? I mean, in Taiwan, parents are afraid of their kids to go boating, and even though it's an island place, right?
But the babies look pretty safe in
they
there.
They did look safe, yeah. And it's not as big as I thought. It's just a little thing. And they do have a staff over them. And so that's why the glass is so important. They keep that glass wide open, mm-hmm. not only to attract consumers, I think, but to reassure consumers. Every moment the baby's being looked over, you know, carefully. Each baby has one attendant taking care of them. And some of the parents were outside knocking on the window, right? So they could trust that service. That's a key point. Okay, so maybe you could do it in China. It might go a little bit far. But I think Singapore is the perfect kind of market for it. Singapore is that kind of hybrid market.
Yeah, I think Taiwan would be a potential market for it.
You think so?
I think so, yes.
Like in Taipei, in one mm-hmm. of the big malls somewhere?
Somewhere, yes.
I don't know, because there's not really that mall, you know?
Well, some corners, and maybe with close to the hospital. And
that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You mean like a shop?
Yeah.
And it'd be in your high density area, like mm-hmm. a hospital area, or maybe some school or something, or maybe a really big kindergarten or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that I believe would take off. Yeah.
Max.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be back again with some more videos, so see you next week.
See ya. Bye.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing, with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Our website is ccc.qbook.tv. where you can find other audio and video episodes with photos, links, and information related to today's conversation. Subscribe to leave comments and access research episodes with applied topics and research reports.